This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. It's so beautiful to be here with the saints of God. And I was thinking, as the scripture says, they ran, but the Lord said, I didn't send them. I was thinking on our great leader. He was given a charge years ago to teach and to preach and to lead God's people. And I want to say that he's a great pastor. And ever since the charge came, he's been running ever since, teaching the Word of God. And he's apt to teach and to those who would hear. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor, and he is a great teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. Our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you, this door of utterance. We're going to talk about the prophecy that has gone forth. How that the life that you say you're devoting your life to, if it's not according to the prophecy, it's in vain. Before we get into that thought, the choir is coming forth with Obey the Word. Choir, thank God for you. Number by the choir, sanctified soldiers, living for God, not on the dance floor before they come here. Not on the dance floor, boogie night, Friday night. Not on the dance floor when you leave here on the Sabbath, Saturday night, Sunday night, but sanctified. We have our announcements from Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.
Thank now God for you, Deacon Fina. Hope you take advantage of those corresponding letters and numbers. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? So this is letting you and I know, whatever gathering you are, a nation, a city, whatever you are, whatever people you are, you cannot be any greater than the one that has God so nigh unto them in keeping God's commandments. We that keep God's commandments, he's nigh unto us. He's close. Now let's go to 2 Peter 1 and 20, because the scripture is letting you and I know that if God is going to be close to you and in your life, if you're going to have wisdom and understanding, you've got to follow the prophecy, because the word is prophecy. Yes. That's what the word is telling us. Yes. It's your wisdom and it's your understanding. If you keep God's commandments and you don't have understanding, you make the prophecy, God's word, a lie. And if you say that you are keeping God's commandments, or you don't have to keep the commandments, I should say, and you have wisdom because Jesus is in your life, you make God a liar, because Jesus is the word and the word is the commandments. Now let's read 2 Peter 1 and 20, Deacon Franny. What does it say?
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
It's not private to get interpretation of God's word. It's free.
Yes.
To so whoever will receive it, it's free.
Yes.
You just have to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But the prophecy is not private.
Right.
What?
For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man.
So the prophecy didn't come by some man out of their own mind telling you what's going to come to pass or making a prediction. Nope. It didn't come by the will of man. What?
But holy men of God.
Holy men of God.
Spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Spake as they were moved by the Spirit of God.
Right.
So God is doing this, and whatever God do, it's going to come to pass.
That's
because
right.
What's moving you is God's word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Peter 2 and 21.
Yes.
So follow me as I follow the Lord.
Yes.
Follow me as I follow the scripture.
Yes.
The Lord came as it was written. And if you're telling me Jesus is as it's not risen, you're a liar.
Right.
I've heard say, the Lord loved me when I didn't love myself. That's not scripture.
No, it's not.
That's something somebody made up.
That's right.
That's not what the Lord is saying. The Lord says, I love those that love me. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But yet his love for people in mankind, he died for everyone who will love him.
Yes.
He didn't die for those that don't want to love him.
Right.
He died for those that would, can. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Peter 2 and 21, what does it say?
For even hereunto were ye called.
Because here's why we were called. Why?
Because Christ also suffered for us.
So we were called to